Like I say, we appreciate being here this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate you being here in the service today. You gonna read what's this morning? We're gonna read some out of the book of 1 Samuel, 16th chapter. Book of 1 Samuel. Very familiar scripture, I know, that of the reading this morning. We're going to start with the first verse. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will shew thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, The Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him. For we will not sit down till he come thither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly. And he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. So we've read that of the entire chapter, the 16th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. Very familiar, as we said, scripture this morning. I don't know altogether what we'll do. We can do very much if we're able, but nonetheless, we've got a thought, and we'll just trust that the Lord will send what's needed most of all. We find here in the beginning that of Saul had been rejected from the Lord. And the Bible says here that Samuel, you go back into the 15th, the 14th, 13th, you can read and find the situation of Saul. Saul had been rejected because of that of his disobedience, his disobeying the Lord in more than one occasion. He is actually rejected twice. One time for trying to fill that of the priest's office, and the next time he is rejected because he didn't do what God had told him to do. Pure and simple. He just didn't do it. Now there's something this morning about living in a rejected state. Living in a rejected state. The Bible says here that the good spirit of the Lord was upon David, but an evil spirit from the Lord had set upon Saul. Now, there's a reason that the evil spirit had set upon Saul. Have you ever been around folks sometimes that you just couldn't satisfy them? We call them ornery. just honor it. You might say, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with it. Got more to do with it than you think. The inward, my friend, of what's going on reveals a lot outwardly. It really does. Now, we don't look, the Lord don't look outwardly upon people. He looks at the heart. That's what he said here. But keep it in its context, my friend. Samuel was looking for somebody that could lead the children of Israel. Saul, brethren, the Bible said, was a head taller than anybody. And no doubt they could look up to him. And brethren, Samuel, when the Lord sent him down here to see Jesse to anoint one of his sons to become king, he was looking in the same manner. He is looking for a man of stature. He is looking for, no doubt, a broady man. Somebody, my friend, that no doubt could take care of some things. He wasn't looking for a youth. He wasn't looking for a young fella. Think about it. He is looking for one that had some experience. Brethren, one that could handle that of the chore of which God was fixing to put upon him. The Bible said he brought all of them by, seven sons. He brought them all by, and that Samuel looked and thought, well, this is the one, or this is the one. In the meanwhile, brethren, Saul had been rejected, yet still in the kingship. He is still, brethren, in the king's seat. Rejected from God, but man still accepted him. Think about it. Brethren, there's things on the inside of Saul, my friend, that God didn't like. God has said, he ain't gonna listen. He's not obedient. He don't know how to follow. Think about it. Brethren, there's folks today that are dying, my friend, living right amongst us. We look at them and we see, my friend, that they've prospered. We see that they've got on down the road. But brethren, there's something on the inside of them that's just eating them alive today. And the Lord knows it. The Lord knows it. Bible says, my friend, that they took that as Samuel went on in that of Jesse. And he said, Jesse, he said, do you not have another son? He said, I've got one, the youngest. The youngest of all I've got. Said, and he's keeping the sheep. He said, we're not gonna eat till he comes. We're not gonna take care of it. Now, I don't know your life this morning. I don't know what 2022 meant to you. I don't know what 2021 meant to you. I don't know what the last 10 years has meant to you. But I can tell you one thing. Brethren, if we don't get Jesus first and foremost in our lives, brethren, we're going to live a rejected life, my friend. Yes, we are. Rejected. I thought this morning, I'll be quite frank with you. This scripture's been upon me for 2 or 3 weeks. And I just thought, my friend, Lord, I can't get into that. It's the first day of the year. We want to start out with a bang.
He said, if you're going to be a buying, thank God buying for me this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was sitting there thinking this, Gene, I'm going to take my time. I've been sick the whole month of December. It still ain't over. Head's still full. Been to the doctor two or three different times. Just got out of it Friday. But listen, it's neither here nor there. Here nor there. Brethren, people are living a rejected life. Rejected, not accepted this morning. Brethren, when we allow the circumstances of this world, brother, to change what we really believe, brethren, we're rejected of God. Not accepted. Not accepted. I said in our Sunday school, and the truth, the real truth of it is, brethren, the situation with the people of this world lies right in that number one commandment. I said it this morning, I'll say it again. My friend, there's folks in this world that will not have that of the Ten Commandments. Thank God, and they're straight from God today. The Bible says in the New Testament, not the old, says it in the old also, but in the New Testament. He said, a new commandment I will write unto thee, which is not a new, but this is what I write. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment. Yes, the first commandment. Brethren, you love God, they ain't no other place for another God this morning. No, they're not. And the second commandment is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. New Testament. New Testament. New era, new day. Brethren, you can't keep the ten without the help of God. They couldn't. You can't keep the two without the help of God. It don't come automatic, folks. I appreciate what Brother Gene said this morning. You say, preacher, he comes up here and he tells his testimony every time. Thank God. Thank God. You know what? They ain't nobody else tell his testimony. Are they? You know why it's real unto him? It's real unto him because it happened to him. Thank God that it's a fact. He ain't telling you no lie. God makes a difference in a man, don't he, Jim? God can make a difference in a man. 2023. He can make that difference. Brethren, that most people are lacking today. Relationship. Relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher, I ain't got one like that. Well, you might ought to get one. Truth. You might ought to get one. Thank God that me mean something to you.
I didn't know everything about Gene Reimer, but I knowed quite a bit before he got saved. And some of the rest of them. And I'll promise you one thing, whether I ever met him or not, my friend, he had a mother that was in this church that requested prayer, brethren, for him every time she is here, my friend. Every service we had. Thank God. Thank God. Gene ain't the only one the Lord ever saved. Now I'm going to tell you something. I believe he's happy he saved him. Ain't you? Huh? How happy are you that God saved you? Think about it. I'm happy in the Lord. Thank God for what he's done for me. You know why? Because there ain't no other man could do it. There ain't none. There ain't none. There ain't nothing in this world take the place of Jesus in your heart. But brethren, you can speak Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all day long and still be rejected of God. Yes, you can. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! Thank God, God is real this morning. I was thinking on the way up here, I've made a trip or two this way down through the years, and you know what? It ain't got a bit bad. I believe it gets sweeter as the days go by. It's what the song says. Sweeter. Sweeter, yeah, thank God. As the days go by. Hallelujah. There's some things, brethren, that comes with the church. Do you know that? I'm just going to mind the Lord if I can. There's some things. The Bible says here that David wound up at the house of Saul. You go on and read, you'll find he had a place at the table with the king. Not only that, you'll read, I read to you, brethren, Saul fell in love with him. Loved him. Yes, he did. Until one day. What do you mean, preacher? Until one day. This thing had to come to a head. Do you know that? These folks today think that the Lord just, well, he just sort of looks over everything. He looks over everything, all right, but there is coming a counting day. An accounting day. Most people, everybody, as far as that goes, brethren, this coming year and very soon, my friend, you'll give an account for all the money you made in 2022. Yet turn it in. Yeah. Preacher, you ain't going to talk about money. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. It happens every year. A lot of things goes on at the end of the year to where we won't have to pay as much tax for the year we was in. I ain't no idiot. Can I tell you something? Lord ain't either. Lord ain't either.
The scripture teaches us, my friend, they comes a reckoning day. Do you know that? They comes a day you ante up. Huh? You put in the seat. Yes, sir. There's not but one thing that'll get you into heaven. One. You hear me? For everybody here, there's one. One and one only. Brethren, that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It balances that level. It balances out. It equals the old balances. You know what happened to Darius, don't you? He come up short. Yes, he did. He is weighed. He is weighed in the balances and found wanting. Brethren, when you're weighed, are you going to be found wanting? Are you? You going to be found, my friend, where the scales balance out, or are they going to be tipsy? Oh, preacher, I'm afraid. Well, if you're afraid, my friend, it's a good indication you ain't got it. You hear me? You ain't got it. It takes the blood. It takes the blood, folks. It takes Jesus Christ. Without him, you'll not make it today. I can preach that. There's things, my friend, that I look around. Every one of us, whether you'll have it or not, every one of us are judges. You say, preacher, the Lord says, judge not. He said, judge not lest you be judged. He didn't tell you not to judge. He said, just be sure that you know when you're judging, that judgment's coming right back to you. Exactly. But the truth of it is, Jesus is our judge. God, my friend, his Father, looks at us and he looks for the blood, folks. Looks at the heart. Looks at the heart. Now, I don't know where this feller was that had talked to Saul. I don't know where he was when he saw what all David was. Because David had been back over there keeping the sheep. And he hadn't been out in the forefront of a lot of things. But this man said, I know him. Said, he's a man of valor. He's a man of war. That's what he said. And said, he's a good man. He's a good man. Brethren, when David come into the camp, oh, Saul just fell in love with him because he played on the harp. And that evil spirit sort of went away. And it refreshed him. He found some ease. Yes, sir. He found some ease. There's some things, brethren, that me and you both look for as we go through this life. And I'll say that ease is one of them. We look for ease. We look for things, my friend, that'll satisfy. And the truth of it is, there's nothing like the Spirit of God to satisfy. Nothing. Nothing can take its place. Nothing will take its place. Now the Lord had already rejected Saul twice. And Samuel, my friend, run around mourning for him. Samuel was a good judge. Samuel In other words, the people looked to Samuel as the one being in charge. And Samuel mourned because of the situation of Saul. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning. You can believe it or not believe it. But brethren, a lot of times your old pastor mourns for you. Weeps for you. Brethren wants you with all his heart, my friend, to find Jesus as a relationship in your life. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I've thought a lot of times, my friend, about a lot of different things, a lot of folks. These people, my friend, that the Lord has put on my heart that I can't get rid of. You know that? And the truth of it is, I don't try to get rid of them. I just try to find what it is that I can do. What it is that I can do. You say, preacher, you can't do nothing. I can't do nothing without the Lord. But brethren, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes the Lord talks to me. You know that? Sometimes he talks to me, Mike. He says, go. I've had to. I may have to again. Yes, sir. Old Jeroboam told his wife, said, you doll yourself, disguise yourself. Said, you go down yonder and see the prophet, my friend, that told me I was going to be king in this stead. And said, he'll tell you what's going to happen to the son. Is that not right? Brother, she got down there. I don't know where she knocked or not, but she was standing at the door. The old prophet couldn't see no way. Wouldn't make no difference what she looked like. Yeah. Said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Did it not? I'm going to tell you something, folks. You don't think God's able to show your old pastor something? You don't think, my friend, that he can wake this old mind up and say, this needs to have some attention put on it. I've worked with customers most of my life. And I'll tell you, I've talked to their people that I'm supposed to talk to. And I'll tell them the situation. And sometimes it ain't good enough. Then in a little bit I get a call, and it ain't from Joe. Huh? From the owner. Randy, this ain't gonna work. Randy, here's my situation. We got to do something. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, there's some of you in that desperate of a need. You're in that situation, my friend, where you need help. And I'm just going to be honest with you. If I have to be the one to tell you that you need help, I'm telling you, you need help. Thank God that comes from God. But you got to be willing to accept it. Do you know that? You got to be willing to. Sometimes I could help in those situations. And sometimes I couldn't. Sometimes there wasn't nothing I could do. And that wasn't the last phone call I'd get. You know what? Think about it. Think about it. Can I say this? Did you know that you're the Lord's number one customer? Number one customer. Yes, sir. You got a need. You got a desire. Brethren, call him. See, thank God, if he won't answer you this morning, he'll do it. He'll do it. But I will say this, my friend, you might not like the answer. You might not. I'm just going to be honest with you this morning, folks. These folks running around just like Saul, and they've been rejected. And brethren, they've got no peace within. Did you know when Samuel went down to the city that the people got all nervous? They got all nervous. What are you doing here? Comest thou peaceably? Huh? Samuel could have changed things for him. He said, I come peaceably. He said, I'm coming, we're going to have a sacrifice. Yeah. All Jesse and all your sons said, Y'all invited. Yeah. Y'all invited. Listen to me this morning, folks. God knows your heart. God sees you crying before you cry. Yes, he does. David said it like this. He said, he knows my down sittings. He knows my uprisings. He said, and he understands my thoughts afar off. Whatever's coming afar off. He knows them. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to say this. I don't believe God's changed a bit. Do you? I think he still knows our thoughts afar off. Yes, sir. He knows what we need, Gene, better than we know what we need. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. David wasn't even contemplating being a king. Did you know that? Just keeping his father's sheep over there. I believe he is satisfied. Satisfied. Do you know what the Lord said? Samuel, he's the one. He said, you anoint him. I'll tell you this much. David knows what he has been anointed for. Glory, hallelujah! He is going to become king. Thank God we're kings and priests in a royal priesthood. I've been anointed, ain't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in royalty. Listen. There's a little old story told. Woman had, her husband had passed away. Her son was wanting awful bad to go to college. And she had no way to support that. And she prayed, and the Lord told her, said, you go get in line. Just go get in line. She went and got in line to sign her son up for college. She had no means to supply. None. And the closer she got, she kept thinking, what am I going to do? And the Lord said, just stay in line. Huh? Just stay in line. You know, the moral of the story is, before she got up there, she got real close. But before she got up there, there's somebody come by, laid it in her hand.
Huh? Stay in line, Jeff. You hear me? Can I tell you something? You see these little ones that's coming on, that we've got a house full. Probably ain't this morning, but we got a house full. You know what? They gonna remember when they come to Mountain View Baptist Church. I don't care how young they are. You know what they gonna remember? They gonna remember some of these that's older. Some of these that's round about, that's regular, that's here every time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you need to get on that. Stay in line.
Yeah.
Stay in line. There's some benefits.
Yeah.
There's some benefits of staying in line. There's some benefits of staying with the Lord. Yes, they are. There's nothing this morning, I thought, and I really did. I thought, well, that ain't much of a New Year's message, but you know what? It's the Lord's message. You stick with the Lord, it'll work. It don't matter what day it is. It will. It don't matter what day it is. There's things that we ought to pay attention to as we come through 2023. Lord's blessed you, preacher. I don't know if I'll be here next week. No, you don't. I don't either. But you know what? As of right now, I plan to be. I plan to be. I do. It's my plan.
Yeah.
My plan is to be here. Well, preacher, what if something happens? What if something happens? What can you do? Huh? What can you do? There's things in this world, brethren, that's earth shaking. And there is. There's things that come against us that'll just shake your life. It will. It'll turn your life just absolutely upside down. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I ain't never seen anything but what my Lord can't help in the matter. It don't matter. He might not change the matter, but He can help. He can help in the situation. Can I tell you something else? I believe my Lord's in the fixing business. He ain't in the repairing business. He's in the fixing business. He can fix your heart. He can fix it. I did. I went to the doctor the other day. My heart was sort of jumping a little. And she looked at me and she said, I don't believe I've seen that before. And I said, nah, ain't it nothing. She said, what do you mean? I said, sometimes it looks like it's going to jump out. She said, well, that would worry me. I said, well, it did me too. But I said, I didn't do that. I said, and they put my batteries in my pacemaker. They cut a muscle in there. And I said, sometimes that muscle acts up. I didn't do it. I just had to live with it. You know that? But listen, there's not anything in this world. I've wondered a lot of times, my friend, my absolute plan overall when I was a young man, my number one goal was to never be cut on. I never wanted to have anything cut on me. Well, that went out the window. That plan just, huh? When they cut on me, when I come out of the recovery, you know what I say, and I remember very well, and I remember everybody's in the room. I did not want this to happen. I did not want this to happen. Do you know what, Mike? 22 years later, I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. I might not be here. Huh? Why, preacher, you don't think the Lord could have fixed it? I believe the Lord did fix it. Hey, some things He gives us sense enough to do. Some things. I know I've been scattered. I can't help it. Now, I know this morning, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, my friend, but my head's just like an echo this morning. It really is. Just like an echo. And it's so muffled on the other end that I can't hardly tell, and it's got me to where I can't even walk straight. But, you know what, folks? Them are small things. Them are little things. They, some of you got problems, my friend. You hear me? You got problems, and you got problems that needs to be fixed. And I read in the scriptures where David wrote one time, and he said, "Oh Lord, my heart is fixed." Oh Lord, my heart is fixed. Brethren, I want you to know that the best day in your life will be when you get your heart fixed. Come and get a verse of a song. It's going to be the message. I hadn't done hardly anything this morning, but I've done you the best I could. I wished I could tell you. I wished I could make you. I do. I wished I could make you, but it wouldn't do you no good. It wouldn't do you no good. There's something to God's way of living. They most certainly are. There's something to God's way of living. I'm going to read you just a verse of a song. Can I do that before you sing? I'm going to read you this verse. I want you to listen to it. You've heard it many a time, but I'm going to tell you how the Lord works. And I'm going to tell you how He can fix your problem. The truth of it is, you can't fix it. You'll never get it fixed. If you repair it, it won't stay repaired. It won't do it. This is what this song says. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. You know how you're going to have to come? Just as it says, just as I am. The Lord's in the fixing business. He can fix your problem. He can fix your situation. He can change things in your life. Not only can He will. But you're going to have to come. You know how you're coming? Just as you are. Just as you are. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.